coming up next.
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Bring Waddle and Sylvie with you at home or in your office. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Yeah.
The All-Star festivities, huge success for our city, and we had really good entertainment. If you missed NBA Saturday, the skills competition was actually good. Bam surprised everybody. He won that. That was a big takeaway, too. A lot of people said that you look all the young talent that the Miami Heat have. You know, not only do they have Jimmy, one of the Bulls' old players, but all these younger guys who are doing good things for the Heat. And then you look at what the Bulls' young guys are doing. And
they're hurt.
Yeah, they're all. But I mean, none of them really, like,
I mean,
we didn't even have Kobe White.
Kobe wasn't even in the game.
He didn't make the rookie game. So, so then we had this good skills competition. Buddy Hield won the three-point shootout on his very last shot. He was the last guy to go. And he beat, what was it, Devin Booker, Abdallah, that he beat? On the walk-off three?
Yes.
It was really entertaining. And then the dunk contest, which I've panned in recent years for just jumping the shark and not being good, and the best players don't want to compete. Zach LaVine in his hometown, or at least his team that he's playing with, the city that he's playing with, didn't want to dunk. He wanted to shoot threes. And we're not getting the real true stars. This was, to me, it was just great entertainment.
It was moneymaker for Abdallah, too. He made money on the dunk contest.
But yeah, my guy Derrick Jones Jr. deserved to win.
No, did you win or did you lose?
No, I won. I had money on Derrick Jones Jr.
He made money.
So you were happy with the decision then?
Yeah,
and that's the reason why he thinks the taco fall
wasn't like, with the decision, and I was happy that justice was served.
Justice was served. The one thing that I will say too, that on the other side of it, like when I was saying about the shut up stuff, I thought that Derrick Jones Jr. did not get enough love when he won it. Everyone left because they were upset that the way the judges ruled. And Derrick Jones Jr. did nothing wrong. He was a great dunker, too. And if you watched when he was handed the trophy, no one was cheering for him.
And he also fits my requirement going forward. He's 6'5", I believe.
Powerful dunker, too.
Now that's entertaining.
Yes. He was fantastic. I thought the whole thing was good. And then yesterday, from start to finish, I thought the city was on display. I thought the beginning of the TNT broadcast, where they brought out this model of the city of Chicago, and Common, I think, was in there, and Michael Jordan made a guest appearance, Isaiah Thomas. Who are some of the other guys in there that they brought out?
Barack Obama.
Barack Obama did some stuff, too, with Wilbon on a panel over the weekend. But this was in a taped intro for the beginning of the game. That was fantastic. Common's introductions and performance was great.
I heard Cap and Danny and Chris talking this morning about whether or not, because the All-Star Weekend was such a success, and how that would equate to being a more attractive destination for free agents. And I can't connect those two. I thought what happened this weekend was just a great showing for our city. I think the NBA hits all of the right notes 99.9% of the time. I thought it was a great, the combination of all that they did was fantastic. And in terms of how it's connected to our team, I don't believe you can make that connection at all. I don't think that because the city looked great, everyone had a great time, and the NBA did a great thing, puts the spotlight on this city and makes it any more attractive free agents.
We know the city throws great events. We know the city is a world-class city, not just one of the best in the country. They need to get a foundation in place to attract a free agent to come to a good sports town. You can overcome bad weather, but you can't overcome bad weather if you don't have anything also in place to entice the free agent. There will be someone who will want to play in Chicago if you have the bed sort of made. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, you've got to prove that you're pointed in the right direction and you're actually winning. Winning begets more winning.
Yes. 312-332-3776. So if you want to comment on the All-Star Weekend, what you liked, what you disliked. Also want to talk about the article from Joe Colley in the Sun-Times and other NBC Sports Chicago has written about it. The Daily Herald touched on it as well. Whether, and Cap has been reporting this for a while too, whether or not real change is coming for the Bulls. The Sun-Times said that Michael Reinsdorf was doing some back-channel interviewing about possibilities for a new general manager, what that means for John Paxson. He indicated that Pax would be on the search as well. My question was, who would be the boss? Who's the boss? If you're answering to John Paxson and this new boss is, if nothing really changes and the guy who's running basketball ops is the guy who's currently running basketball ops, to me, I don't know how that changes anything. If you're going to let this guy come in and run his own basketball ops, hire his own scouts, let him draft who he wants, sign who he wants, and then they just decide if he's doing a good job or bad job and if he gets to keep his job, fine, I could live with that, and I'm willing to listen to the Bulls and what they have in store.
That's
for
our hope.
That's our
right.
hope.
So, is that the formula that they will put into place?
Rhino and Watsika, you're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Rhino.
How we doing, guys?
We're good.
Fantastic.
Great. Hey, P1, first time, long time. You guys are like getting together with my best friends at the end of every day. Love the show.
Thanks, Rhino. Thanks, Rhino.
Hey, I want to make a comment. I played college basketball, and back in the day before I got fat, I'm the same age as you are, Sylvie, and I used to be quite a leaper, and the best dunk I ever had in my life was because somebody jumped up underneath me at the same time as I went up for a dunk, and if you watch that dunk by Gordon, what he does is he takes and he makes Taco hold that ball, and he goes up on top of his shoulders and grabs that ball and pushes off and jumps over top of him.
Like a leapfrog.
And
now you've done it, Rhino. I thought we had emerged from that conversation. Now you've done it. You brought us back into that hellhole. Thank you, Rhino. Appreciate that.
Love you, Waddle.
Bless you, buddy.
Where'd you play, Rhino?
Hey, if I can give a shout-out, I played at Eureka College, and we won a national championship in 1994.
That's awesome. Great
well
job.
Well done, Rhino.
Thanks, Rhino.
Yeah, I handed out a lot of water and towels that year, boys.
Thanks, Rhino. 312-332-3776. Here, Joe has a thought that many people have. Joe in Worth, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, I seen you on TV for a little bit there, Sylvie.
On First Take on Friday with Common.
Yeah, I caught you. It was my first time ever seeing you, so that was pretty cool for me. I got to see you on TV. I caught your voice like right away, and I ran out to the TV, and there you were.
You're like, there's no mistaking that shrill voice.
Seriously, I knew it right away. But my thing was, I seen on Facebook, and I'm sure it was on Twitter too, but a lot of the Chicago fans were loving the court with the skyline and stuff on it. I wanted to get your guys' take on it. I think there was a bunch of people saying that they wanted to keep it, just replace the All-Star Game logo, put the Bulls logo down there, and boom.
I liked it. I thought it was cool looking.
I thought it was awesome.
Yeah,
I thought why not? You know, they how many times a year do they take apart that court?
My guess is the NBA paid for it too, so you just got a free floor, and maybe that's the aspect.
You don't think they pack it up and take it somewhere?
Probably not. No, I don't think so.
Where are you going to put it? 20 minutes.
Yeah, so put it up in my yard.
The Chicago skyline was so cool. Yeah. Let's put it up for the.
Maybe you can change it. Maybe you can rearrange the wooden planks, and it looks like a different city.
You can. I don't know, but you think about it. They take apart that court so many damn times in the year because they're using it, taking it apart for the hockey games.
Listen, the other court ain't working right now, so why don't you leave this
yeah,
one?
Yeah, I'm good. Mix it up. I think they should use that court.
The other thing,
it's beautiful.
The other thing that they did that Sylvie pointed out on our text chain is that they lit the court and they turned down the house lights.
Yes, like a movie theater.
Well, like the Lakers do.
Right. The Lakers in Brooklyn do this too.
And you should definitely do this. It was so much cooler.
Is it better in the building when you see it like that?
Yes. It's so much. It puts the attention on the game.
You had a good line, though.
You feel like you're there to watch the game, but maybe
the
team
Bulls don't want that.
Yeah, maybe the team doesn't want that right now. But it's
hey,
still,
everybody, look. It's Felicio coming into the game. Dim the house lights.
No. That's not Felicio. That's the skyline. Look at the floor.
The skyline was cool, though.
Yeah, the court was fantastic. Keep it.
Yeah, keep the All-Star logo. Why not? You don't even need to put the Bulls logo back in the middle.
And that
just keep the All-Star logo.
That logo is great, too. That logo with the Chicago and the stars, it was fantastic. Muhammad in Oak Lawn, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Muhammad?
Hey, Sylvie, what's up, man?
Everything's good.
All right, I just wanted to say that because I heard you guys say that airplane mode, whatever his name is, Harris Jr. Yeah, I don't think he should have won that dunk contest. It should have been Gordon, 5 straight 50s in a row. I mean, he put on a great show. So I just wanted to let you guys know that I really think he got cheated once again.
Yeah, he. What did he say? He's out? He's not going to do it anymore?
He's done.
Yeah, yeah. He said he's done. He's not going to do it anymore because he should have won. He should have won that Zach LaVine one because that was honestly one of the greatest dunk contests I've ever seen. But he definitely should have won this year, and even Harris was surprised that he won when he heard his voice.
Yeah, Muhammad, thank you.
Abdallah, I think your bookie feels the same way, that he didn't want to pay you. Gordon should have won.
Our buddy Marcus in Minneapolis. Hey, Marcus.
What's going on, guys?
What's up?
Hey, I wanted to say just a small input on the dunk contest. That wasn't what I was calling for, but I think people complained about the Taco Fall dunk, but Derrick Jones did like the same between the legs dunk like 4 times, I swear. But aside from that, Waddle, I kind of disagree. You said there's no correlation between the show that Chicago put on and free agents. I don't think you can say that players want to go play in certain cities because of weather and stuff like that. The city matters. Where you play, it matters. They look at that. And I think Chicago did even better than I expected with everything that they did to recruit free agents. At the least, I feel like Anthony Davis had to look at that. The intro with Common and the skyline that they did with everyone talking. Like, I felt it. I'm from Chicago, but I still felt it through the TV. I felt the spirit and just how they did it was, like, perfect. Like, not saying that Anthony Davis would look at it and sign just off of that, or any free agent, you know, because money matters and, you know, how you're building the team around them matters and everything. But Chicago did a good job. We have to give them credit for that. And whoever did that, put that together, the Bulls need to hire them.
Right, or use it. Yeah, just steal it. Yeah, steal the course, steal the video.
I think Chicago stood tall as a town. I don't believe there's any correlation between Chicago doing a great job and TNT and NBA and everybody. It was a tremendous presentation. I can't connect the dot between that and free agents people wanting to come here.
People know what Chicago is as a sports town. That's not our problem. Yeah. The problem isn't that people, well, we aren't sure about that sleepy little town in the Midwest named Chicago.
Right.
And you know what? The 2020 All-Star Game really showed them. We're not Indy. You know, I don't think it's, again, people will want to play here if they clean up their mess.
I think this was as much about the NBA as it was Chicago. I mean, the NBA knows how to do things.
Yes.
So they know when you're in Chicago what notes to hit. And I know that the city, you know, also played a huge role, but
you have to believe the NBA. Like, that's the thing. The whole in-game presentation, I have to imagine, was largely done by the NBA and everybody in their PR team, because this is one of their marquee, if not their marquee event. And with Kobe taking such precedence,
so big,
I have to imagine they wanted to be all over and controlling of everything. So no disrespect to the Bulls game in-game ups, but I don't think they had a lot to do with
it. No, and the city itself, I mean, I'm sure was very accommodative in everything that was going on, but this is an NBA presentation. This isn't a Chicago presentation as much as it is the NBA. They worked hand in hand.
Right. It's one of the reasons I'll explain. Why has it been over 30 years why the All-Star Game hasn't been back here? And it has something to do with what Waddle just said. And ratings. Do you believe ratings have been up or down from the weekend? Tell you about that coming up next.
This is the home of Waddle and Sylvie for the ride home.
Weekdays 2 to 6 on ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Well, I don't know if you remember this. The reason why it's been since 1988 that the All-Star Game hasn't been in Chicago is Jerry felt that the season ticket holders and the Chicago sports fan, they were getting screwed, and the NBA takes over too much.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't want to have to deal with, like, angry season ticket holders, and he didn't want the game back here.
And then it wasn't until, I believe the story goes, that Michael's son, Jerry's grandson, was saying how cool it is for the city to have all the stars come to your building. And even though they displace a lot of the things you do, they displace the season ticket holder, that it's still like an infomercial for the city. And I agree with them, and I sure hope that it won't be more than 30-plus years until the next All-Star game is back in Chicago.
I don't know why you wouldn't want to have something on display that's that grand at all times.
Yes. Also, ratings, do you think they went up or down?
I think they went up.
The trend has been down all year for regular games.
I think they went up.
You are correct. The All-Star game on TNT and TBS, a combined 8% improvement, 7.3 million viewers, according to The Hollywood Reporter, compared to 6.8 million who watched 2019, and they had been trending down the last couple of years. This is the first year an All-Star game went up in the last few years.
That means the Bulls are going to get two max free agents.
Yes. Yeah. 312-332-3776.
See, I just connected those dots.
I love it. Yeah. Raul's in Logan Square. Raul, you're on ESPN 1000.
What's going on, buddies? Yeah, I just want to state the obvious. Of course, the city of Chicago, it's a great sports venue, and we could compete with anybody else around probably the world. I just want to state the facts that, you know, nobody wants to come to the Bulls because you can see how Jerry runs his organization, and they dismantled the...
Raul, your phone keeps going out. I know what you're saying about
the phone's performing like Bulls draft picks.
Yeah, about the ownership. And someone on Twitter, Rama Chicago, tweeted this. Chicago did a fantastic job with All-Star Weekend, and I felt the Bulls franchise was finally nationally embarrassed throughout the weekend the way they needed to be, and perhaps kickstarted the actual beginning of what will hopefully be a positive change for the organization.
I actually thought in terms of the city, it was great. For the organization, I don't think it was so great, starting with the chant that began out at Navy Pier on First Take and, you know, what was trending on Twitter and just highlighting. I think when the All-Star game comes to town and there is going to be some conversation about the team that is the hometown team, and the conversation is bad, right?
Right.
Hey, I ask you guys, could it have really been any worse?
Yeah,
for
the
Bulls?
Weather as well.
As you pointed out, Friday, take everything into account. Friday, it was pretty cold to start off the weekend.
It was like the coldest day of our winter.
A lot of the players rolled in. You have also then, Sylvie was there in attendance at First Take when the Fire Gar Packs chant starts with Zach LaVine on set. You then have Zach LaVine, your only participant in any real, you know, All-Star game festivities, lose the three-point competition.
He didn't do badly, though.
No, but like, you know what I mean? Like, he's the only player representing your organization, really, for the weekend. And then, on the day of the All-Star game, you have the report, which is running on the bottom line, that the Bulls are, you know, considering or looking into making full sale changes from the front office next season.
Well, that's supposedly, like, what people who know this stuff believe is that the Bulls ownership is floating that out there on purpose to sort of calm the fan base.
But I agree with you.
So I think the fans, like, to me, if I've got to give a shout out to Bulls fans, because I believe that doing that on First Take and then getting trending on Twitter yesterday with the help of Barstool, Big Cat, and others, during the All-Star game, what was trending was Fire Gar Packs. That was number three trending in the city of Chicago with everything going on. To me, as a fan, you can only do a few things to get the attention. You can hit him where it hurts with a pocketbook. And publicly, you can get these things noticed. And when you're noticed on national TV on Friday, and then during the game on social media, which the Bulls are very conscious of, the Bulls have some of the biggest following of social media accounts of any NBA team. They're a global entity. So when that's trending during the All-Star game, I think that's important for the fan base. I think that's a good thing if you're a fan.
Well, no, I agree with you. That's a net win for the fan base. But as an organization, when you think about what they were hoping to, whatever they were trying to accomplish on the All-Star weekend, it's about as bad as it could have gone when you do have to, from management's perspective leak a story saying we're going to change our front office. We know it's that bad.
I mean, when the basketball gods descend upon Chicago and the conversation becomes the Bulls, there's no positive conversation. None. I mean, there's really not. How could...
No.
So that's why...
They had Zach LaVine on set with Barkley, and the first question was, what's wrong with Lauri Markkanen?
Right. So, I mean, I don't know that anyone was anticipating that this was going to be an infomercial for the Chicago Bulls. I think this was a difficult watch for most inside that building because they knew the spotlight in some small way was going to be on them, and it was going to reveal that things aren't going well.
This is Brad in Skokie. Brad, you're on ESPN 1000.
Good evening, gentlemen. I wanted to talk a little bit about the long-term ramifications of this ineptitude. You know, when I was growing up, in the early 90s, I didn't get to see the Blackhawks on TV, so I didn't know a darn thing about hockey. The Bulls are terrible now, and I don't watch them on TV, and I got little kids, and they don't know what basketball is about because I don't watch it. And you're going to have a whole generation of kids growing up trending towards other sports because of the ineptitude of this front office. And I think it's a shame.
I think you're right. Absolutely. I don't know if it will be to the extent of the Hawks because they didn't air it at all. But, yeah, I mean, look,
There was a grace period after the Jordan years that lasted for an exceptionally long period of time. That grace period doesn't exist.
Think about how many times they've been on national TV. I mean, I know that when Barkley left the set from the when they were doing their show before the All-Star game, he told all the fans, you won't be seeing me for a while because your team is trash.
I think we had one nationally televised game this year for the Bulls. One time on national TV.
Mm-hmm.
Al's in Jefferson Park. Hey, Al.
Hey, what's going on, guys? First time caller, big fan.
Thank you.
I treat you guys all the time. I'm Albie Coden.
Oh, and, appreciate it.
No problem. I actually think the Bulls are a great destination for players because, you know, most of the time they sell out their stadium. It's a big audience. They got booze back in the day. They got Paul Gasol. They had those interviews with Wade and LeBron and Melo. So, I mean, I actually think people, you know, free agents don't mind coming here.
They just haven't landed the premier one. They've gotten, like, Pau Gasol was the second prize in the Carmelo sweepstakes. Boozer was the fourth or fifth prize in LeBron, Wade, and Bosh.
I just think that things have gone so bad recently, you're almost starting over. I mean, getting Wade and LeBron to sit and talk with you and talk seriously with you back in the day, I don't know that you could do that right now. I mean, I think things have gone so cold that those conversations with those types of players don't even take place
now. You had a young Derrick Rose with a young Joakim Noah and a young Luol Deng and this new coach. And all we need is this star to pair with these guys and we could really have something. You're right. I mean, you could go to a meeting and
you
pitch
could
that.
If your players didn't continue to regress. If Lowry was progressing as opposed to getting worse under Jim Boylan, and you had something like Wendell Carter was getting better, maybe you move on from Zach LaVine at the before the draft or maybe at the trade deadline. But you could set yourself up. That's what they've always preached. The front office has always preached our young core and our financial flexibility. Well, now you don't really have either. So you can't
have a young core. You just don't know how good it is because they're not developed.
That's the problem. They're not as good. If the young core was developing, if Lauri Markkanen was better than he was last year, you could go to the table with some of these guys.
Right. Brooklyn looked appealing last year because of that.
Like you said, you go back to the time when LeBron and Dwayne Wade were available. You could paint a rosy picture, and you had cash.
Yeah. Anthony's in Arlington Heights. What's up, Tony?
I really, truly believe that us not getting Kobe in that trade, that was, again, rumors out there, was it possible? I believe that was a bad domino effect because him, if he was here, let's say he would have retired 3, 4, 5 years ago, whatever it would have been, LeBron and Wade and all those guys maybe would have thought a little bit more seriously about Chicago and of these other free agents, Anthony Davis, they would have thought more seriously about Chicago especially if, in my opinion, one of the top five players, maybe even better than that, would have been right after Michael Jordan. And now these free agents would say, wow, Michael, then Kobe. And then you start that domino effect, not the one that we have now.
Right. And Anthony, Kevin Garnett was still talking about it this weekend.
Yeah.
Look, if you did everything to give Michael Jordan a stake of your team after he retired, or did anything to keep him from going to Washington. That it may have looked like, hey, ownership doesn't want to give him anything for free, but it would have been a good investment for you as a franchise to have him stick around. And instead, you're still fighting stuff from 1998.
Yeah, I don't necessarily feel it's the job, even with this player as great as Michael is. You're right. It would have been a maybe you could have set something up that would have kind of, you know, planted the seeds for a relationship that was going to extend for decades. But I can't fault an organization for not giving ownership or a piece of ownership of a team to a player.
Let's ask Mark Gene Greco, how good was the All-Star game? He never likes anything, especially basketball. Did he like what he saw last night? That's next.
What is your name, please?
Waddle and Sylvie.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
The inbounds pass comes into Jordan. Here's Michael at the foul line. A shot on Elo. Good! The Bulls win it! They win it! Set the Cleveland Cavaliers. Michael Jordan hits it at the foul line. 120,273 in stunned silence here in the Coliseum. Michael Jordan with 44 points in a game hit the shot over Craig Elo. What tremendous heroics we have had in game five.
Michael against Russell, 12 seconds, 11, 10, Jordan a drive, hangs, fires, yes! Scores! He scores! The Bulls lead 87-86.
There you go. That was really the window right there. I mean, MJ was great the day he came in 1984, but really the Bulls elevated after the shot in Cleveland, and then that was his last shot. Was that the Brian Russell shot there, Mallard? Did I hear that right? And then the last one he ever took for the Bulls. And today, guys, is Michael Jordan's birthday.
57, I believe.
Yeah.
57 Boy, it was so great hearing Jim Durham on that first call. The greatest. He was absolutely
you had a good relationship with Michael, didn't you?
Seriously. No, I don't know. Well,
it wasn't bad.
I don't think he liked me very much, but I liked tweaking him.
Really? I thought you guys had a good
relationship. My fondest memories, though, are walking down every hallway with him out of every locker room, and he'd had his headsets on, and I'd ask him what he's playing, and he'd give me the headsets, and we'd listen.
Well, that's a good relationship. You know? No, that doesn't happen today.
No, I thought we were good, but I thought in the later years,
shut down a lot of people in the later years.
He got tired
though,
of
right?
me kind of tweaking him. I didn't mean it maliciously. It's just, you know how I am.
Who is his go-to guy?
Now, he didn't really have any go-to guys, really, Sylvie, right? You were on the beat for a while.
You talked about media guys.
Yeah. So was
Sam? Was this Sam?
No, Sam was trading him like half.
Yeah, gotcha.
And Sam, back in the day when he worked for the Tribune, would write every story about how to make the Bulls better, and he was pitching trades where he was trading
all
Jordan.
The time. Carmen was on the beat, too, for a while. So, I don't know. I just remember the first retirement when Reinsdorf asked Michael to stop answering my questions. Because nobody was asking any questions. I just kept going.
Wait, what happened?
Else.
So this is when he retired in 93?
The first retirement.
Okay.
So they sit down at the Berto Center. We have the big...
This is after the White Sox playoff game,
remember,
right?
Remember, you had that audio drop of me going, here he comes, here he comes. That was the first retirement. And so we sit down, and okay, there's nothing. So I just asked the first question, figured the news conference would just start rolling then. Nobody said anything. So I asked another one, and I asked another one. And Reinsdorf leaned over, put his hand on the mic, but he was leaning right into the mic and said, take some questions from somebody else besides
Well,
Jim
nobody
Greco.
Else had a question. You just kept...
But that's what you do. You just right. go till somebody else jumps in. So, but
why didn't anyone want to ask a question?
I don't know. I don't
what
know.
What was your series of questions?
The next retirement, when he said, I'm 99.9% sure that I'm not coming back again, I said, why do you have to hang on to that 0.1%? And he said, because it's mine.
Good answer.
It's a good answer.
That is
a
good answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. But look at, I thought TNT's coverage of All-Star Showcase Night was spectacular. And I thought the pregame was wonderful. And halftime was great. So kudos to the NBA.
Is there a but here?
The but is Michael. Now, they did get Michael to do what I thought was the greatest piece ever. A dark limbo studio with a model of the city of Chicago, all in white. And you have every iconic player or personality from Chicago standing there going, yeah, that was my neighborhood right there. I grew up right over here. And Isaiah go, I was in the dark back here because I got shipped out, you know, for my own safety. That was such a wonderful piece. And they got Michael to participate.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know when they put that together, but you saw
earlier in the week.
Yeah. Well, you saw Magic, you know, doing the whole Kobe thing, which was wonderful. And, you know, you had Common and Chance, and you had all these great hosts. You had tremendous Chicago flavor. LeBron just ticking off every grassroots superstar who came from this town. It was great, but Michael should have been the host all weekend. And we talked about this before. There was a big, big gap there. It was like,
you left wanting more. You wanted more Michael.
Well, what do you, like, if you were to sit him down now and the mics were off, said, Michael, why did you feel the need to not be there on this? This is the first time in this building where your statue is that the All-Star Game returns. The last time, by the way, you were the MVP. It was a big coming out party for you. So here it's your old city. It's Kobe who wanted to be you. He copied your every move.
Exactly.
You yourself said he was like a little brother to you. So you're honoring him. Why would you think he would say he didn't find it necessary to be on the court at that time?
Well, I can't put words in his mouth, but I will because you asked me the question. I think he would say, I've moved on now, okay? I'm in Charlotte. I own the Hornets. I have a new life. I have young kids. I've kind of put this behind me. I didn't really want to come back. You know, why wasn't Phil there? Scotty was there because he was working for ESPN doing the jump. But I think Scotty should have been an ambassador as well. I don't know why. People still hold grudges against one another, and all those things are not water under the bridge, obviously. Reinsdorf didn't give Michael a piece of the team when he asked for it.
Maybe we were just talking about that.
Yeah, and then, you know, Phil had his issues, and, you know, Michael had his issues, and Scotty had his issues with everybody, and that seems to have been resolved. But I don't know why the three of them didn't come out, just walk out as a surprise with the spotlight on. The place would have gone nuts. But I think Michael just would have said, eh, you know what? I've just moved on.
I mean, yeah, I have no. Look, I don't know anybody has a real good explanation for why it doesn't take place. But
yeah,
it would have been nice from a spectator's perspective.
Yeah, it
to
was,
see more.
It was a terrific weekend. And I, you know, I was one of the people who said, gee, this new format, it's so gimmicky. It's so hard to figure out. It's ridiculous. Well, it worked out perfectly. That was the most exciting game I've ever seen end on a free throw. Okay, it was great. But you got to tweak it a little bit, possibly. Look, they're playing so hard. Now you're worried about an all-star getting hurt.
Well, that's what I said earlier. I was holding my breath when AD went down, when Kemba Walker took him down. I was like, oh, please don't.
And you have Lowry flopping all up. Guys are taking charges.
The charges, the block shots.
And they're arguing with the refs. They're almost getting teed up. They're calling timeouts, trying to work out strategy.
I would say, Mark, the defense in that fourth quarter was better than any NBA game. There's no defense like that going on in the NBA today.
It's hard to sustain that through a whole All-Star game, though. People are saying, well, why can't the first three quarters be like the fourth? Well, that's not going to happen in an exhibition showcasing your sport.
Do you really have a thirst for that? Like, I thought it was perfect. You have three quarters of normal, like, NBA doing whatever they're doing.
Crazy.
Then, you know what, for the final stretch,
let's go.
I totally agree with you.
On.
Let's make it for real now. So, who was it? Chris Paul was saying, look, we're in a league that loves to experiment, and it's so great that we try new things all the time. And everybody was echoing that. So, having said that, just change the format every year. I heard Wilbon say he wants to be USA against the world, which would be awesome if you don't mind the USA getting thumped because there's so many great international players now.
Right. You watch your mouth. America could take that game.
I don't know. America could be in trouble.
No, I got Kawhi. I got LeBron.
Yeah.
That would be fun, actually. Like, the only thing I don't love about the current All-Stars, I said this to Meller Friday, is because I don't know who's on the team unless they're in. So they say Team LeBron. Is Jimmy on Team LeBron or is he on Team Giannis?
Well, you have to do your homework.
You know what I mean? So who am I rooting for? And, like, if it's world against the U.S., if it's the vet, like, someone had a good idea, the veterans against, like, the 30 and older against the 29 and younger. You've got Doncic and Giannis and all these guys on a team against LeBron and Chris Paul. And
well, how about divas with endorsements versus guys that just work hard and don't have a shoe? Let's do those two teams. Or, you know,
how about we give this another spin to see if it's as entertaining next year as it was this year?
If you keep this format, it's going to, you know, kind of settle into a and you're going to have to try something new, which I think that was everybody's point. Adam Silver will be on it, and maybe they'll change it again, which is fine. I think all All-Star games eventually are going to go away. I think they are.
I want you to bet on this. Have you seen the Joe Madden comments yet?
We have more Joe Madden
comments. You have more Joe Madden comments. It's not about the Cubs. It's about the Astros.
Oh,
and
yes.
What a gamble on what? Mm-hmm. Oh, you did see it? All
yes,
right.
I saw that.
What, Waddle, did you see it yet?
I have not.
What do you believe? You know Joe. He was here for 5 years. What do you believe his take will be on the Astros cheating?
Okay.
Give me what's your pre?
Oh, you want it right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, I want your prediction, and then we'll pay it off.
That it's not as big a deal as everyone's making it. We're all going to live through this.
Okay. I'll tell you what he had to say coming up next. This is all brought to you by Chicago Cut Steakhouse. Markey is next.
Waddle and Sylvie.
Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
That was a good podcast we just had.
Listen, I think you need to do is throw it behind the glass and see if Dale Waltrip can give you an update on what's going on down at the Daytona Raceway.
Big wreck, Joey Logano.
Booty, 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 gentlemen, I'll tell you what happened. We just had the big one in Daytona. Eric Amarillo gets into the back of...
Get off my back!
Joey Logano.
Don't get all up in my back!
Causing the big one. This involved the number one, the two, the three, the eight, the 10, the 12, the 13, the 16, the 17, the 19, the 21, the 22, the 36, the 38, the 43, the 48, the 62, the 77, and the 88.
I don't know if there's any cars left.
We are under a red flag caution right now, and there are about 16 laps left in this thing. We're going to have to get it done, and it looks like Denny Hamlin, or Ryan Newman is right now in the front. Denny Hamlin run the last... Stage two. And so right now you've got Ryan Newman. We are under red flag caution. All cars are stopped until we get this mess cleared up. We don't be here in a while, guys.
He needs to go to racing jail.
That's Joey Logano.
Joey
in the number Logano. 22 Ford.
You go to racing jail for that.
Wow. I think great job done by a redneck Egyptian right there. That was a great call. That was a hell of a call.
He's really good at that, isn't he? We found a new talent, CB talking and play-by-play of Daytona.
The two times a year a race gets rained out.
Yeah.
By the way,
do you know that Rick Mears is the sound of NASCAR?
Because
when the cars come down the rail, they go, Mears, 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 Mears.
How long have you been telling that joke?
That's the worst racing joke of all time.
That used to be,
I liked it.
That used to be my graphic all the time.
Really?
Mears, 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 Mears.
Well, you're going to get in trouble tonight because your highlight is going to be a bunch of cars wrecking. And
we
then
have
everyone,
to show it. That's part
the,
of the
all
race.
All of the racing traditionalists are going to say, Mark, all you ever do is
here
you
is.
Show
You start with a cutaway
wrecks.
Of the car in the pits, and it runs over a hose and hits a gas tank, and everybody gets upset. Then you show the crash, and then it's, you know, the checkered flag. There it is. And it's all you do is show crashes. No. Well, you show what happened in the race. You have to show it.
Our sport is more than just crashes.
That's right.
What's wrong with you?
It's turning left. 200 miles an hour.
I think you're alien.
In America.
A large portion of our
I'm the
audience.
Biggest gearhead in the world. I love cars. I love racing. I'm more of a muscle car dragster guy.
Well, that's a more pure form,
this.
Of course.
That's pure.
Yeah.
Mark Jean Greco proudly is brought to you by Chicago Cut Steakhouse, LaSalle and the River. Do you see the VIPs who went to the
It was a place to be
restaurant?
This weekend.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes was there on Friday. Mm-hmm. And Michael
and
Wilbon
says,
celebrated
I'm gonna
there.
I'm going to have the Trubisky steak is what I'm going to have.
What is a Trubisky steak in Dale?
It wasn't really fully
they
cooked.
It
shows up like
table.
20 minutes
they it's
put
not
it on a,
cooked.
Put it
you have
on
to
a
send
table
it back.
Three over.
Yeah.
You overspend for a lot of meat.
You order it with conviction. You're like, you know what I want? I want the Trubisky steak.
But when the meal's over, you're disappointed.
There's no TVs on in here. What's going on?
Chicago Cut Steakhouse. You're absolutely going to love it. The thing about Chicago Cut is they will treat you like a VIP, like all the VIPs who came in. So walk the red carpet with David Flom and Matty Moore.
Somebody tweeted today that it was old school quality, which I thought was a great description.
Oh, good.
So I said old school service, grad school steaks, a school of great fish. Yada, yada, yada.
Look at you.
That's great. So. A school of good fish. I have
you
not
like
heard
that
before.
You like that?
That's good.
All the school stuff.
You should put that on the wall.
Here's what Joe Maddon said about, he was asked about the integrity of the game with the Astros. Waddle predicted, he said, what did you say?
Well, you know, well, it's not that bad. We'll get past it bad, but baseball is bigger than this. We'll move on.
He says, it's true. Everybody in the game will probably tell you the same thing, but I also believe at some point we have to stop talking about it.
There it is.
I mean, it's been hashed, rehashed, and triple rehashed. I mean, if you watch TV, which I don't do a lot, but they put it on in my office. My goodness, how many different ways can you dissect this? Wounds have to heal. They have to scab over. But if you keep picking at it, it never heals. We have to get to that point where you allow the healing process to begin.
He didn't demand any infield practice, no batting practice, and pitchers could show up 5 minutes before first pitch.
And Javi Baez took advantage of that.
I'm kidding.
They took advantage of Joe.
You think so? Did you not like what Javi had to say?
Look, it. Everything's optional, and you don't do it.
Hey,
you're a professional.
Hey.
Push yourself.
That's right. It's the player first. That's the player's responsibility.
Yes. So don't put it on Joe.
Mikey in Hoffman Estates. Mikey, say hi to Marky.
Hey, Marky, how we doing?
Mikey, good. What's up, man?
Great.
Great. Really?
Sorry, but just kind of calling. Get my opinion out there from last night. I think everyone went in the same mindset with the All-Star game. Like, well, what the heck's really going on with this new All-Star format? And after the game, I think everyone was like, okay, I think Adam Silver actually hit it right on the head. I actually care about the All-Star game, at least a competitive standpoint. Really, I think it's really great that Adam Silver is like a progressive guy. He actually listens to the fan base. He actually listens to the players.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Roger Goodell could really, I mean, he's not going to, we already know this, but I think he could really take some plays out of Adam Silver's playbook. I mean, the guy came in, had to deal with the Donald Sterling situation. That was his first saga in the NBA. And you know, yep. Now we're to the point where people actually care about the All-Star game.
Adam Silver, best commissioner in sports right now. No question about it.
Yeah, I don't even think it's close now, is it?
No, not close
especially
at all.
Especially with what Manfred's going
through. I think Oliver Luck's doing a good job with the XFL early on.
Well, yeah, joke. He's a smart dude.
It's just a joke.
But you notice? Just a joke. You notice? All the ratings, week two.
Well, you knew it was
going to go dramatically down.
The novelty is wearing off. Once again, you got Matt McGloin, though, really keeping it real. Hey, look, you're lucky to be on a team. You're horrible. And obviously, he doesn't care about staying in that league because he's on
what
the sidelines going.
What were their ratings? I know it was like 3.5 or 4 million viewers for the.
The second game was down 12% from week one. I don't know what the
terrible.
Other
one
was.
I mean, that's.
They're going to continue to go down because the play is not good. The innovations are wonderful. And the residue of all the open mics on the sideline is you got your quarterback.
That's cool, though.
Telling the other quarterback.
His favorite thing was the AFL, which was kind of a startup league.
Yes,
I'm surprised you're not more on board with this.
Wait, we had this conversation a couple of weeks ago. I'm all for every new league, but they all go down the same road.
No, not this one. I think it's got some staying power, my friend. They got some cash.
Know. Well, they have a TV contract.
Did you see the XFL?
What they tweeted?
Did you see what they tweeted out, I think, like midweek last week or late in the week? The XFL on their Twitter thing, maybe you can find it, Adam.
Their Twitter thing.
They said their handle, they said all XFL players got paid this week.
Oh, that was pretty good. That's a good troll
job. That's pretty novel.
Yeah.
I remember Rick Neuheisel talking about racing to the bank before all the checks bounced when he played for the San Antonio Gunslingers.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Well, USFL, that happens a lot. Is that USFL?
USFL, yeah. Yes.
All right. We've got UNC and Notre Dame coming up next. Jonathan Hood live and local after that. Thank you to Rick Sutcliffe and the one and only Mark Jean Greco. Great work today by Adam Abdallah.
I had a lot more stuff today.
And Jeff Meller, save for Wednesday.
Yeah.
You got the NASCAR jokes. For Marky and Waddle, I'm Sylvie. CSPN 1000. Have a great Monday night.
It's the classic.
That was fun stuff. That's fun stuff.
Hi, it's Andre Dawson, including myself, Ed Belfour.
Who's getting wild tonight? That's what I'm talking about, baby.
No hi from you.
What?
No hi from you.
I give him more buys than highs.
Waddle, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away. Waddle, waddle. Till the very next day. Bum, 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 bum.
And thank you to all a good night.